Good evening. What a privilege it is to stand before you this evening and be able to present a little portion of God's Word. Wes told me I did not have to use the little fancy microphone thing. He also called me loud enough last week, so that'll be fine. You know, as I was preparing, trying to get ready to do the devotional, you know, I had a lot of ideas going through my mind, you know, about what I really wanted to do. And one of them I thought, I was like, well, you know, maybe I could do first impressions, right? It's the first time I've had a chance to get before you guys and to kind of present and to kind of see how that would go. And so I thought about that for a little bit, and I was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And then I thought, I was like, well, maybe I could do something about, you know, different styles. You know, Dustin's got a style of the way he does classes and does sermons and devos, and, you know, I'm sure Nathan next week will have his own style the way he does things. And certain people lead songs and lead singing different ways, right? So I was thinking about that. I was like, well, maybe I could do something, you know, my style is going to be different than anybody else's style that gets up here. And then so I was thinking, I was like, well, maybe I'll do that. And the more I kind of got kicking it around, I got to thinking, I was like, well, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that, maybe I'll do this. And, you know, it came up Saturday, and I still had not decided exactly what I wanted to do this devo about. And so I'm still sitting there kicking myself. I'm like, well, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. And I changed it, and I was like, well, I'm not going to do any of those. I'll do something different. And I told myself, I was like, you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to pick something. You got to do something. And that's when it hit me. Just do something. That's kind of the point, and that's kind of the command, and that's kind of what we read in the Bible a lot, is just do something. Don't just sit there. Just do something. Make an effort. Do something. The Bible's got plenty of instructions and plenty of commands that it gives us to go and do something. You know, and a lot of times we read about those things, and you know, Dave Ramsey talks about, he's a financial guy, right? He says that 80% of dealing with finances is all behavioral. Only 20% of it's really in your head. 80% of dealing with your finances is doing something about it. If you need to save some money, you know, Dave Ramsey's going to tell you, just save the money. Quit going out to eat. Quit spending money on stuff you don't need to. Just save the money and just do it. And so, you know, when you're doing marriage counseling with folks and you're talking to them about some things that they might be going through, one of the things that you try to tell people when you're doing marriage counseling with them is purposely make an effort to do something positive or say something good to or for your spouse. Just do it. Just make an effort every day to do something good or positive for your spouse. You know, in a lot of cases, people might think, well, that doesn't seem very spontaneous. There's not a whole lot of emotion and feeling in that, because I'm sitting here planning, all right, on Monday, I'm going to make sure that I tell my wife that, man, I really appreciate what you did cooking that meal. You already know that's what you're going to say, but the fact of the matter is you really mean that. Because you took the effort and the time to bother to even think about what it was that she was going to do or that he was going to do. So the fact of the matter is you just got to think about what it is you're going to do, and then you do it. And I know that's a lot easier said than done. It really is. Some of the most practical things that we can do, we think about things a lot, and we really don't do it. We really have great intentions, but for whatever reason, we don't do it. You know, putting what we read in the Bible into practical use, sometimes it really is. It's truly some of the hardest things we could do. We can read this Bible and study it all day long and know exactly what it says and know exactly what it meant to those people at that time and exactly what it means to us today. But when it comes to applying it to our lives and making real changes in our life, we just don't do it. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, you know. Some of the reasons we come together, as the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, is to encourage one another. If you know that I'm struggling with something and I make it known to you, you're going to probably ask me about it. And if I know you're going to ask me about it, I'm going to try to make sure I'm making an effort, not just for you and not just for me, but for God. And so when we consider, you know, some of the things that the Bible tells us about doing something, It's pretty easy, like we said. You know, James 1:22 tells us to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. Also in James 2:17, it says, faith without works is dead. We know that verse, and we know how not to misuse that verse. A lot of our friends might not. But we understand exactly what that means. We got to do something. You know, Matthew 7:15-27 recounts a lot of examples of doing the Father's will. It doesn't exactly just say, oh, I'm just going to read about the Father's will. He who does my will. You know, what does it take for us to do stuff? That's going to be different for each one of us, you know. A lot of times we might know people, and there's a saying that we use sometimes whenever I go to drill. Sometimes folks we have some good idea fairies, right? They have a really good idea, but they just don't put it into action. And maybe that's a lesson for another day. How do we practically go about putting the things that we read about in the Bible and the things that we know apply to us, how do we put them into action? But you know, tonight, I want to challenge all of us to not do some of the things that we've been doing, maybe. Pick one thing out. So we know that repentance, right? Repentance is the change of mind which should reflect a change of life. Pick that one sin out that you struggle with, because none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. Whatever that one sin is that you struggle the most with, decide right now, maybe tonight even, I'm going to finally do something about that. And when you finally get to the point where you're like, I'm finally going to do something about that, figure out what it is. Tell somebody about it. Tell your spouse, tell your friends, tell somebody about it. And let us all help each other to get over that one sin. And then maybe once we get over that one, we can work on that next one. But you got to do it. We all got to do it. You know, this evening as we have this opportunity to do that, it's a great opportunity to be able to do that. If you've got something you need help with, you can easily let it be known. If there's someone here this evening that has never even read the Bible and doesn't know exactly what to do to become in a saved state that most of us find ourselves in, why not just do it tonight? Ask the question, what do I need to do to be saved? If you have any need whatsoever, just do something tonight as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road Congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.